Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. This program is part of World War One on the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.
The Emperor, in general's uniform, entered a small gallery on the right side of the chapel. The short service began at once.
The 3rd of July. The funeral of the Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife Sophie is taking place in the tiny private chapel of the Hofburg Palace in Vienna. His coffin is ornamented with gold. Hers is silver, smaller, and 20 inches lower than his, to show her lower rank. There are no foreign royals present.
Prayers were recited. The censers were swung. From the gallery, an unaccompanied chant of boys' and men's voices floated down. Barely a quarter of an hour after they entered, the Emperor and the Imperial family moved slowly out of the chapel.
As the cortege moves on, members of the Empire's greatest family spontaneously escort it to the train station for the dead couple's final journey. That night in Vienna, an angry crowd burns the Serbian flag. They believe, like their own government, that Serbia is behind the assassination, and they want it punished. In Britain, where the recent events in Central Europe seem very far away, the funeral is barely reported. One of the biggest selling newspapers, the Daily Mirror, does not mention it at all. The news is rather dominated by the death of a great British politician.
Joseph Chamberlain is dead, and the passing of the great statesman has come almost as a personal shock to the whole English-speaking world.
Chamberlain moved from business, where he had been very successful, to politics. He started as a radical but became a passionate imperialist.
He was a keen fighter and was the first statesman that municipal politics supplied. He was also the first great businessman who, without influence or connection, but by sheer force of character and ability, emerged from local to worldwide celebrity.
Chamberlain's two sons have also entered politics. The elder, Austen, will become Foreign Secretary. The younger, Neville, will become Prime Minister in 1937, as Europe slides towards another war.
Armed woman at Buckingham Palace.
Another shocking incident reaches the papers.
A woman with two loaded revolvers made an attempt to secure an interview with the king.
The authorities are now on their guard against militant suffragettes. The women's protests, by now daily, have been getting a hostile reaction in the press. Lady Byron sends in a bitter complaint to the Daily Telegraph. Is the newspaper coverage fair?
I have always been taught to believe that the English press, by its readiness to discuss both sides of any question, has the admiration of the whole world. But while every newspaper is discussing militancy, they penalise those intelligent, sane and capable people who are in favour of women's suffrage.
For the time being, British attention is still focused on what is happening at home. They will soon be forced to look elsewhere.